This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now in the DJV program, an extravaganza of thought. And because thoughts are things, I'm insistent on all of us thinking. And if you don't like what's going on in your life, change it by changing your thoughts. There's no exception on this one. All things are possible for all of us as soon as you think it's possible. The sky's the limit. It's where you argue with yourself. I do this. Listen, I'm a great believer in it, but I can't tell you that it always works because we stumble and fumble and bumble it on our own. But it is a great philosophy that I think really does work. It's something you have to apply yourself to, and it's hard to do. So anyway, some unlimited thinking going on here in this hour, as usual, of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is going to lead us down her primrose path. And then I want to do some people news, a couple of interesting updates on some interesting people. All right, Jennifer, you can take it away. Just be careful.
Well, this could be considered people news because it's a name in the news that may not sound too familiar to you. If I mentioned the name of Dr. William Vickery, would that ring any bells with any of you?
Vickery Dickery Dock. The mouse ran up
no.
The dock. Oh, no,
it's not there. Well, what if I said the Menendez brothers? Would any of that ring any bells with you? Besides Doug, this is where I start to feel a little old. Victoria, Kara.
No, I know who the Menendez brothers are.
Yeah,
they killed their parents,
right?
Oh, thank God. Thank the Lord. All right. Thought I could trick you on that one. Well, a psychiatrist who admitted to altering notes in the Menendez brothers murder case back in the 90s surrendered his license finally after years of allegations that he was overprescribing, that he was altering clinical notes. These are things that have all been fed with a lot of real hard evidence. So this guy's name is Dr. William Vickery, and the state accused him of gross negligence, repeated negligent acts, prescribing without an appropriate exam, excessive prescribing, and inadequate record keeping. There was a complaint that really brought him down, filed back in November of 2017, that details encounters from him in the years 1988 through 2016 between the doctor and eight of his patients, five of whom were undercover police officers, alleging he prescribed medications with a high potential for abuse without making an effort to obtain information necessary to establish whether or not a patient suffered from illness or disorder. Virtually all of the allegations are without merit. At least that's what the defense is of the doctor, as he is trying to defend himself. In 2004, he began treating a 50-year-old patient who overdosed in 2014 from cocaine, hydrocodone, and other substances. He's also received many other complaints. The reason we talk about him now is because he had such a big role in the murder trial of Eric and Lyle Menendez. He was placed on probation for 3 years back in April of 1998 in relation to the work that he did on this murder trial. Both of them, Eric and Lyle Menendez, were convicted of fatally shooting their parents in 1989 at the family's home in Beverly Hills. Lyle was 21, Eric was 18 at the time of the killings, and the brothers had alleged that they were sexually abused by their father. Remember, this is what said drove them to commit murder. While prosecutors said, no, there was no abuse, they just wanted their parents' multi-million dollar estate. After being appointed by Eric Menendez's attorney to serve as a treating and forensic psychiatrist, the doctor rewrote pages of his clinical notes, deleting potentially damaging material, knowing that his rewritten notes would be provided to prosecutors and used in court as though they were originals. He had testified in the brother's second trial and finally admitted he deleted 24 statements that Menendez had made about being molested by his father and hating his parents. Then he rewrote those pages of notes at the direction of Leslie Abramson, who was the attorney for Eric Menendez. So it kind of takes us back in time to that trial. But finally, this doctor seems to be getting his due after years and years of allegations.
Were the Menendez brothers, were they famous, or the parents famous for something other than
the way they met their demise? It wasn't until It wasn't until the murder. They were just rich people in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What took them so long? If they had five undercover cops working on this case, that just
from 1988
like,
on. Yeah. Think about that. And this is, I think, what really caught my attention about this story.
Has it been that long?
Well, not necessarily just in respect to the Menendez brothers, but the allegations started in 1988 against this doctor. And that's probably what brought him into the Menendez trial, because the lawyers probably figured he was a mark and would not mind deleting stuff from his notes. But the fact that these people get to keep their medical license,
right,
even when they're under investigation, even when five police officers undercover have evidence that this guy is doing the wrong stuff, that it takes 40 years almost to get there, 30 years at least, to get this done.
Yeah, is there any kind of requirement for a doctor who's under investigation like that to let, you know, patients know? Or because it's just, if I was a person who was looking for a doctor and I see, oh, this guy's in my area and he's been working for this many years, I might go and, you know, visit his office. And if I knew that he's under investigation for prescribing drugs or doing other terrible stuff,
so
I'd like to know those things.
Is this as bad as being a pedophile? You know, there's a national registry of pedophiles. And so is this something that ought to be the bad doctor list?
Well, they get their license. If they lose their license, then that's it.
Well, but this
it's hard to play what's worse. It's hard to play what's worse morally, but this guy was definitely preying. He was a predator. He's playing on people who wanted medications. He was preying on people who would pay him. So is he any better than a sexual predator? No, but it's hard to say that every action would match up against someone who's committing these kinds of things, like rape
but
or sexual abuse.
It is food for thought. It really is. Yeah. This is provocative food for thought.
And what got me is, just like Kara said, if I saw that this guy was under investigation, I wouldn't go to him. Do you know how many people that are not like Kara that would say, ooh, this guy's under investigation, I'm going to go to him, because they want a loose prescription pad. They want someone who is going to be shady and under the table. Probably helped his business, maybe.
Yeah. Wow, that's a thought.
Wow.
All right. Well, yeah, food for thought. Thoughts are things. Thinking about stuff. I have the story of a famous woman, granddaughter of a famous American who has an interesting story, plus an update on the Epstein. Well, I don't know whether it's him or whether it's the Secretary of Labor. I'm not sure what the focus ought to be here. And then there's the doofus Tucker Carlson. I'm going to talk about this for a second now, because this is bothering me. I'm not a fan of Ilhan Omar. I'm not a fan. But to have Tucker Carlson, who is a disgrace to Fox, a disgrace to his parents, he's a disgrace, say that she is an example, I think the words were exactly, living proof that the way we practice immigration has become dangerous to our country. She called him a racist fool.
He's a misogynist, and he's a racist.
He's a moron.
Look at his statements. It's all right there.
Yeah. I did find that this was troubling to me. Again, I'm not a fan of hers, but it has nothing to do with how she dresses or, you know, what religion she practices, which is the basis for guys like Carlson to go after her. I just think she's, you know, the kind of reasoning and political prowess that she practices is not my cup of tea. Is it good to have?
She's an elected official, so to say that, to imply that she's somehow dangerous.
She is. She's absolutely
dangerous.
You guys,
a terrorist? Really?
She's an anti-Semite. She is absolutely an anti-Semite. The stuff that she has said is so far off the rails. And so you can hate Tucker Carlson all you want. I just hear a lot of people saying he's a disgrace to his parents and all this.
Well,
and so okay. That's fine. You can think that, but
it's not,
I would
because
also
of
say
this in general. I just say
there's not a winner
in general,
in this situation.
But I guess curious too. What makes them so? If you think she's an anti-Semite, which I don't really think she is, but if she is, what makes Tucker Carlson different? If he hates her because she's Muslim and thinks that she's dangerous
to
this country, what's different about him?
I think that he's talking about. Well, I think he's talking about the danger of having someone with her perspective in the United States Congress. It is dangerous. It doesn't feel right. I don't exactly know what the people were thinking that elected to her. I would would love to know. I would love to know what was that thing that said, oh, we need to send someone with this extreme ideology into Congress. I'd love to know that. I don't. You know, and I think that's the question we should ask.
Here's the question. How she got elected, and this is a very good lesson for people who understand as to how important primaries are. People, quote unquote, like that, and I'll use that as a broad brush, not to paint her, but people who are extremists get elected because of what happens in primaries. The extremists more often win in primaries because people, the general voting population, doesn't go to vote in primaries. 20%, you're lucky if 20% of the registered voters show up to vote on primary day. And that's how, if you have an extreme person who shows up, whether this person is or isn't, but in general, you find extremities created by the lack of interest in primaries. So I'm guessing, don't know. Anything I've read about this person and her philosophy is completely contrary to any, pretty much everything I believe. But that doesn't mean I don't like her because of her religion or however she got into the country, all of that stuff. I just think that she's an extremist, and she does have values that I don't think are good for our country. Is it good to have somebody there so you can compare and contrast? Maybe you can make that argument. But I still say Tucker Carlson is a bumbling boob. So
my biggest issue with him is that he's just a total misogynist. He's bad for women everywhere. And so I don't understand.
But you know that.
And this is not to be argument. Well, this is not to be argumentative. But how is Tucker Carlson bad for me?
Because
I'm a woman anywhere.
I think he is bad for women in this country. I think he would very much prefer women to not have a voice. I think he is a complete misogynist. Every single time I see something that he tweets or talks about on his show, he just reeks of misogyny to me. So I don't think that that's good for women anywhere in this country.
I don't see him acting like that. I watch a show, I listen to a show almost every single day, and I don't feel like he is against women in any way. I don't. Maybe it's just a different in how we consume things, but
it is a difference. But it's
I don't hear it.
I think that Omar is frankly the same. But she's the same, but in a different way. And it takes longer to explain than I have here. But I just thought I'd bring that. I saw this and it really, really stuck in my craw. So I wanted to have a moment or two on it. It's 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. If I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today.
Still not dead again today.
Woke up still not dead again today.
All right, time for our annual focus on farm aid and the benefit for the American family farmer. I will put in a plug for my weekly program and podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, focused, yes, on what's going on the farm. I was just writing an email, as a matter of fact, to my local legislator on some important stuff regarding farming in the state I live in. And that's really what Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp and some of these others, Dave Matthews, Neil Young, actually Bonnie Raitt's involved in it this year, Tanya Tucker, Margot Price. Farm Aid coming to the aid of Wisconsin dairy farmers. The 34th annual Farm Aid Benefit Concert will be staged in September at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. Bonnie, as I said, is going to be there. Margot Price, Tanya Tucker, the group has become iconic together. Willie and Neil and John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews now on board, and Nathan Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Jamie Johnson, Brothers Osborne, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real, with some other acts coming along as well. Live Nation placing tickets for sale at 10 o'clock on the 12th, which is Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Farm Aid 2019. Limited number of pre-sale tickets available at 10 o'clock, actually, on the 10th. FarmAid.org/festival. And Nelson says Farm Aid takes place this year in an economic climate as harsh as the one in 1985, which prompted him to start the festival. He's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, I would argue, as an American family farmer, that it's worse. It is scary, frankly. It's a really bad state for us to be in. We don't understand. Most people don't even understand. They don't even know what farming is. We're so removed now from the sources of our food. Not the supermarket, for God's sakes. We ask some kid where food comes. Oh, it comes from the grocery store. No, it doesn't. And the dairy industry, which generates almost $44 billion a year, is a major force in Wisconsin's economy. Declining dairy prices, the control, thanks to George Bush and his family, of allowing one family from Texas, the Suiza family, to control almost 80% of the fluid milk supply in this country. This is what we mean when we talk about big agribusinesses, and farmers are screwed. All these people care about is getting cheap milk, and they get it from these damn farms that have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cows that become like machines, and they produce crap. It isn't even crap. It's worse than crap. And it's an example of not only what's going on the dairy farms, but it's what's going on everywhere in American farming. And you see influence by more and more products being brought into our country that are insufficiently valuable. That's a nice way of putting it. It's like eating plastic or cardboard or whatever the hell it is. There's a Farm Aid hotline offering farmer assistance. Seen 109% increase in calls in this past year alone. It is serious, 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 serious. And if you don't get it, then you're partially responsible. Oh, well, how does it affect me? Well, it affects you because the food you're eating is crap. You want to eat crap and die a horrible death? That's what happens when you eat some of this stuff. What you're doing to your body. So I could go on and on about this, but I think it's important to recognize.
I think it's important that Dave Matthews has a much younger audience than any of these other apps.
Yeah.
And I think that he's got college kids, which is funny because I saw him when I was in college, but he still has current college kids. And I think
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has blocked the Department of Justice from changing its entire legal team as it tries to place a citizenship census question on the 2020 survey. The judge says the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all of its lawyers. The Supreme Court blocked putting that question on next year's census after questioning the reason that the government had provided.
Congratulations, you're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
That's actor Rip Torn, appearing in one of the Men in Black films. He's died at the age of 88.
And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer.
Torn, best known for his role on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show. Forecasters now say there's a 90% chance that a tropical depression will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with us and among us, as is Victoria Keelan here with us and among us. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So there are stories that have longer shelf life than others. Some there are fleeting moments of information in one ear, more or less, and out the other. And then there are some things that sort of stick around. I got a couple of those. And actually, Victoria's got one that I think has got some legs as well. The focus on Mr. Epstein and the sort of wake he's leaving behind him, yes?
Yeah, I think this is actually kind of, I'd categorize this as a developing story. The Labor Secretary, the current Labor Secretary, is Alexander Acosta. And there are a lot of calls now coming from Democratic lawmakers to have him step down because of his involvement with in the secret plea deal that he cut with Jeffrey Epstein back in 2008 in the Southern District of Florida. Now, Acosta was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida back then, and Jeffrey Epstein is the billionaire, whatever you want to call him, child molester. He was accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls in the early 2000s, but this plea deal that Acosta gave him allowed him to avoid federal charges. On top of that, He served 13 months in a county jail facility that, get this, let him leave 6 days a week to work out of his office. Now, if that isn't the cushiest deal that anyone has ever gotten, a report from the Miami Herald just last November said that the deal essentially shut down any ongoing FBI investigations and granted him immunity to other people who were also involved in the case. And so now, obviously, more than a decade later, he was arrested. He landed at Teterboro Airport on last Saturday. He was arrested when he got off the plane, and he's charged with sex trafficking of minors, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of minors, and now this is in the hands of the Southern District of New York. They say that his plea deal with Acosta only applied to Florida, so now they're going after him with their own charges, and so now the lawmakers, the Democrats on the highest levels have even called for Trump to fire him as the Labor Secretary, because this just looks so bad, like there was something else going on here.
It does look bad. But why is it that there are no Republicans? If, in fact, there's fire behind the smoke, why has it become a political football?
I don't know.
Why aren't there people on both sides?
I don't think that it is a political football. I think people on all sides, the swamp members, are going to be caught up in this. You have Bill Clinton, who was on this guy's plane 26 times. You have the Clinton campaign hired his company to do fundraising. You have Alan Dershowitz, who's caught up in this, the very famous lawyer who has defended Trump but is also a Democrat and a huge Democratic donor, who has said he had massages at Jeffrey Epstein's house. I mean, there are a lot of people, and this is not going to be political. Trump, for his part,
he's caught up in this.
Well, he's caught up in this, but the thing for Trump that's really saving him in this story is that he's the only one of these famous friends of Epstein who actually cooperated with the investigation years ago and actually barred him from Mar-a-Lago because he allegedly went after one of his underage staff, like an 18-year-old staff member at the Mar-a-Lago resort. So they've had this falling out over the last several years. So I don't know that it is. What I want to know from Acosta, because he's defended himself. He said yesterday on Twitter or the day before that he, given the evidence at the time, what was available to federal prosecutors was not enough for him to not accept this plea deal that was provided by the attorneys. I'm one that thinks Acosta needs to step down unless he actually comes out and very publicly says, here's the evidence that I had, and this is why I had to make that decision. Because, as we know, sometimes lawyers or prosecutors have to make yucky decisions because of the evidence that was collected or the way evidence was collected. Yeah. So
sometimes
he should come out.
Decisions based on who's
or who they're connected to. But I think, yeah. I mean, really, truly, I think he has to come out this week and say, here's what I was given, here's what was in front of me, and this is why I made that decision.
So here's where I want to go further with this. I'm not usually one who follows these things because I just think they're so just icky, and I don't know that I can do anything about it, even with a bully pulpit like I have on the radio. But there seems to be people involved in this, whether they were his employees, whether they were people who were his friends. But he was enabled. He didn't do this all by himself. He had
enabled.
Well, because he used to give a ton of money to people's campaigns.
Well, that's the point. There you
and
go.
And it's gross. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely gross.
Yeah.
In New York, I think he's I'm not sure exactly. I know we've talked about the charges that have been levied against him. He already pleaded not guilty. But I think there's going to be a lot more coming out because in New York, I mean, at least from the year 2000 on, this guy was in local newspapers a lot. And there's a class action lawsuit that's been sitting in the courts in New York against him. And this is where it's going to be a little sticky for Trump, because Trump was at these underage girl parties that Epstein would organize at his apartment in Manhattan. This was the worst kept secret in Manhattan. So now that the Southern District in New York is involved, I think you're going to see, and Jen's right, this goes across the board to maybe Bill Clinton. I don't know. He said he didn't know anything about the sex stuff, but I mean, come on, it's Bill Clinton. Of course he knows about the sex stuff. But yeah, I think this is going to be really sticky for a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of I'm curious, just real fast. I know that I saw online a lot yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to read that much about it, but Les Wexner, who is the founder of Victoria's Secret, is apparently pretty involved in this too, and mm-hmm. I'm always curious. He's a known pervert. And he apparently lost $53 million yesterday, whether that was in his stocks or what, because of his connection to Epstein, and I guess he gave him a ton of money in the beginning. I'm curious how Epstein made all of his money in the first place. He's
hedge fund manager.
Yeah, but...
Who's investing in his hedge fund?
Yeah, and I was going through a lot of people who were involved in finance yesterday, and they were saying, I've never seen anyone, I've never met anyone who was actually involved in his company or invested in him, so I'm just...
He also has a lot of, creepy foreign business guys, and that's the kind of stuff
Saudis.
That...
Saudis. There's a lot of Saudis.
And Chinese.
And the Middle Eastern guys, these guys are the...
They love 12-year-old girls, but there are a lot of Chinese businessmen too involved in this, they also like the 13-year-old girls who are at all these parties. They were basically sex trafficked. They were sex workers. So this is the most vile thing that has come out in the public in a long time, and I think a lot of careers are going to be ended over this.
There's a continuing focus on this rule that Trump came up with to demand that drug companies tell people in their TV ads how much it costs to buy their stuff. And nobody seems to understand why this federal judge has blocked the administration requirement that drug makers do what I just explained. What's the sticker price of their medication? Why is the judge siding with not one, not two, but three of the biggest drug manufacturers in our country to stop the Department of Health and Human Services from demanding that this stuff be in TV ads? Nobody, this is not in the public interest. So what, again, the fat cats, the term you just used, who run these big drug companies, and they're even, I don't know how many of them supported Trump, but I'm sure there's plenty of them that supported important Republican candidates and Democratic candidates. But the judge says the policy would be effective halting the rising cost of prescription drugs, but said no matter how vexing the problem of spiraling drug costs may be, HHS can't do more than what Congress has authorized. What the hell does that mean?
There must be some sort of law that Congress has. I don't know. Maybe it hinders business?
Well, it was done, though, at the behest of the fat cats and the drug businesses. So this is theoretical.
I think what the judge is saying that until Congress changes the law, he has to uphold it. And so whatever the current law is, is preventing him from being able to say, yes, you can make the companies do that.
It's stupid. He's saying that basically the presidential power doesn't go over businesses and corporations, which I support in that way. Presidential power, you can't have someone sitting in the White House telling you in this country how to run a business. But I think when it's something that is regulated by the federal government, this is the sticking point in the argument that I would make. If it's something that has to be regulated by the FDA, why wouldn't one of the stipulations be to put a label or the prescription drug costs on the commercial? What all this was really about was telling people how much it costs when they're advertising. You have to disclose the prices in TV ads.
This is so blatant.
One of those easy ones, but again, they're saying the argument is that you shouldn't have the power to tell people how to do business. I don't.
This is the stuff that drives us all crazy, and we see the people in Congress back and forth, and the obvious reason for judgments being made depending on who's paying what. It's just dirt. It's
Everybody was kind of, this is one of those very few issues where you can find Democrats and Republicans lining up behind
this. Yeah, people agree.
This. Right. Yep.
All right, 44 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Idiots of the world, unite. Okay, so the Darwin Awards, they haven't been announced, but here's a candidate. A fellow who is a public defender, actually, in San Francisco, was in Spain going to see the annual running of the bulls. So this moron stands in the middle of the street to get a selfie as the bulls run toward him. He didn't die, but he got a horn in his neck. So the piece, I mean, you look at this, it's pretty damn gross. Where, my God, where do these people come from? How can you be that stupid? You're going to stand in front of these bulls. There are hundreds of them running towards you at 35 miles an hour. Each one of them weighs at least a ton, and they've got horns that are at least a foot on either side of their heads. And you're going to stand there to get a selfie as the bulls
this
come running for you?
This selfie thing is just, how many people have fallen
off
cliffs, have
right.
been mauled by animals? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
For what? For a selfie that you might get 25 likes on Instagram for? I mean, come on. It's not worth it.
Which we can mention in your eulogy. Because,
right. You're not here. Exactly.
Right. That's the moron of the year.
25 likes on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Some American tourist was over in Ireland, not far from where you were, Doug, recently, and at the Cliffs of Moher, and fell off the side of the cliff.
Yeah.
Taking a selfie.
10 before the hour. Mm.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren Eckstein is here. Listen to all these friends. Yes, the friends of animals. And we are foes of those people who don't like to be friends of animals, Warren. That's really kind of the bottom line here. Warren does a weekend radio program called The Pet Show. You can find out more about it at thepetshow.com. I was just talking about looking in the catalog in the company of dogs. Has some interesting things. I've been trying to find a figure eight harness for Daisy, and I was attacked by all of my coworkers saying how dumb I am because you're going, oh, you'll find that was a bat.
I'm sending you a link to one right now. They're everywhere. They're at Petco, they're at PetSmart, they're everywhere.
Okay. All right. Warren had an Arctic wolf in the studio doing his program with him last week. What did the dog have to say?
It's pretty difficult to get a wolf to talk into a microphone and wear a headset. But this was an interesting story. It was a friend of mine who works with veterans with pet, you know, PTSD.
Sure.
And so we had a wolf that he's working with that he rescued, that's his own tribal wolf. He had all the papers I made, sure. But also in the studio with him, besides the Arctic wolf, which was just a beautiful animal, we also had a German shepherd that had recently returned from Afghanistan where it lost part of its ear in an explosion. In the studio as well, and now is helping other service people with PTSD. So amazing stuff going on. It's just, you know, every time I spend time with an animal, I realize how much more I enjoy that than spending time with people. Maybe that's just me, Doug.
No, it's not just you. It's funny, last night, it was dusk, and I was finishing up on the farm, and a fella came in to buy some ice cream. Because we have great ice cream on the farm, and he hadn't been there before. We started talking about the farm.
and what was going on the farm, and what he, you know, we were talking about gentle animals, and I was telling him about my Jersey cows and how gentle they are, how easy they are to be around people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, well, I had no idea. And you know what? That's the point. Most people don't have much of an idea about most people in the animal kingdom because we're just so focused on dogs and cats and so-called domesticated animals that we really don't know or appreciate much about the rest of the animal kingdom. And I mean, because I'm a cow person, I guess maybe I see it and I talk about it, but people think I'm crazy. They do. They think there's something wrong with me because I have cows or because I like cows.
Yeah, but it's the respect. I have a close friend of mine, Georgia, who recently moved from Santa Monica, California, a very successful actress here in Santa Monica, California. Her and her husband picked up, packed everything up, and about a year and a half ago, they moved to Kenya. And the reason they moved to Kenya was specifically to work on helping people understand the emotional attitude, the emotional personalities of elephants, because they're abused so badly. It's just incredible the abuse that poor elephants go through. So, mm-hmm. you know, some people, when you open your eyes and you realize that get the ego aside, the human ego aside, and understand the concept that all living things have emotions, feelings. You know, elephants cry, chimpanzees cry, and there was just a recent story about an elephant that lost one of its babies, and you could see the tears coming out of its eyes and the fear. So I think we have to get rid of this human ego. We believe that we're so much better than they are because we live in this great environment. But I always argue that, you know, how would we do if we lived in their environment? Would we be able to survive in their environment? So they're a lot more intelligent, a lot more emotional than we
are. People, the egotists among us would say that this is what we deserve. We're at the top of the food chain. We deserve to have control over everything and everybody. I mean, that's the height of ego, but it is what some people think.
Yeah, humans have this incredible ego.
Yeah, let's go back to the business of the farm. You were talking with us before we get started about the survey of how healthy people are if, in fact, they live on a farm and how different it is today. In terms of just a health quotient, you and I were talking about that as it relates to me because I am, knock on wood, fortunately, a very healthy guy, and I've spent most of my life living on a farm.
The story came out. It just came out recently. We talked about the concept that let's say you have constant sniffles. They suggest that you check your dog to see if your dog has constant sniffles too. And they just had a recent study. If you think that you might have allergies, whether your symptoms are shared by the dog, according to a recent study, urban living, small family size, and disconnection from nature and other animals were linked to higher risks for allergies in humans and their pets. So it's not just us that suffer when we're surrounded. Now, for example, there was a study that came out last year that children that are around dogs when they're very young are less apt to develop allergies when they get older. So it's an incredible frank a link. As a matter of fact, there's a veterinarian that came out, and I love this quote. He said, primarily in the future, what you may be seeing is when you go to the veterinary hospital or your doctor's office, he treats both of you in the room at the same time. They're really pushing for this combination one health approach where pets and people go to the same doctors at the same time and do the same visit. Incredible stuff.
Wow, that's very interesting. Good. Well, so we're always finding fabulous info for more next time. Check out his pet show, thepetshow.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.